You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Morning, Snow FM breakfast. It is Simo and Jordan just hanging out. And Tuesday, oh, it was tough getting up this morning, Jordan.
It was, Simo, but do you know what today is?
Super Tuesday?
It is Tuesday, yes, yeah. But do you know what today is?
The 17th of March.
And do you know what that date means?
No, not a clue.
Simo, are you wearing green?
What? No, I'm wearing purple, actually.
St. Patrick's Day!
Oh, yeah, right.
You have to be wearing green.
Did you bring beers?
If our boss is listening, no.
If they're not?
They may be in the fridge.
You're not wearing green.
I am wearing green. This is my green jumper.
No.
I noticed the other people in the office here, Simo, are wearing green. You're the only one who's not.
We'll take a census data when everyone actually rocks up. Well, I think you'll be in the minority.
Well, Simo, do you want to take a census data when everyone rocks up, or do you want to just do this now when there's three people in the office? Because if you're not wearing green, if I'm correct, don't you get pinched? Isn't that the St. Patrick's Day tradition?
Yeah, but only after nine if I'm still in the minority.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so...
Is that a tradition or did you just make that up?
Is it a tradition or did you just make it up?
No, I'm pretty sure that the pinching thing is real.
On the show this morning, what are we dealing with? We've got Jason from Stone Mountain Theatres. That's happening.
Yes, Simo. All the usual segments. We've got Today in Tabloids happening before 7.
Yes, good. And looking forward to that. Dua Lipa, first and foremost, though. Going all disco to kick us off.
Simo and Jordan.
The Drax Project. Catching feelings this morning. 26 minutes gone past 7. Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan right here with you. A bit of fog around this morning, but clearing all up. So if you're going to take your horse... Do you take a horse for a drive? No, you take it for a ride.
No, you don't get it in the car with the horse driving.
We've got a bit of horse content right now on Simo and Jordan's Snow FM breakfast. Shocking track.
Simo, yes, there is a lot of coronavirus talk on the show and in the world at the moment, so I thought that I'd put that aside for a second. I wanted to get your thoughts on this, which is an equestrian event that happened in Russia over the weekend.
Now, equestrian,
yes,
is what?
Equestrian is like the horse. I think horse dancing is the best way of describing it.
Is it really?
Where, you know, they've got a little square-shaped rectangle that they kind of trot around in. And they kind of, you're Googling equestrian, aren't you?
Equestrian, relating to horse riding and a rider or performer on horseback.
It's the dancing horses. That's more or less what it is. And so, you know how much of a big fan I am of equestrian.
And dancing horses.
And this Russian event, something didn't quite go according to plan after the event.
What happened?
Well, a horse was caught on video.
Okay, right.
Well, that wasn't the weird thing.
Yeah, but
it wasn't just someone got a camera out and started filming a horse and thinking, oh my God, this is so weird.
But to think that, no, more so that to think that the horse would be change their behavior if someone was filming, like a horse can't be caught doing anything because they're just a horse.
Yeah. No, the horse didn't all of a sudden come over all self-conscious because they're on camera.
Yeah.
The horse didn't kind of say, no, like the camera adds 10 pounds, stop looking at me.
Like the horse didn't stop what it was doing because someone all of a sudden filming.
No, the horse in fact continued what it was doing to a crazy extent.
What was it doing?
And I should say, no one was injured. The horse was recaptured very safely. No one was injured at all before we get into this.
Captured?
Yeah, because the horse was caught on video bucking off its jockey, leaving the track, and just wandering around nearby streets.
Always the Russians. Even their horses are mad.
They've kind of got a security camera that kind of follows, that kind of tracks the horse kind of as it weaves. Well, it bucked off the jockey, kind of hopped the fence.
Wow.
Which I guess, I mean, equestrian is kind of horses jumping fences, so you've perfect... The horse has been trained for this moment.
Yeah.
Jumped the fence and just kind of wandered onto a nearby street, which was... It was quite a busy street, like two lanes going either way with a fair bit of traffic. Unfortunately, all the cars managed to see the horse.
Yes.
Which, there's a horse riding towards you. It's a difficult thing to miss. So they managed to see the horse and stop and avoid the horse, so it wasn't injured in any way, which is fantastic, and eventually recaptured. But... it did spice up the equestrian a little bit because, well, like, no offense to any equestrian fans out there, but It's not the most lively sport, is it?
No.
It's a bit like test match cricket. You just lots of people kind of sitting there, bored, kind of going, okay, well, this is fun.
Dancing horses, it was probably cool for the first couple of minutes. Like when someone came up with it.
Oh, gotcha. When someone came up with it, amazing. And I'm sure there's lots of people that love it now. But, maybe the fact that the horse jumped a fence and escaped just added a little bit more chaos to this.
Also, they should test the percentage of vodka in the Russian water supply, because even the horses are insane.
I mean, this horse wasn't drunk.
It could have been.
Now you mention it.
Do you know that? Because, you know, there is the saying, drink like a horse.
Well, Simo, I have seen the footage of this, and in order to escape the little equestrian area, it has to jump over quite a high fence. Now, Simo.
Yep.
Have you ever seen an adult try and do any form of physical activity drunk?
While smashed?
There is no chance, and horses would be no different.
Funnily enough, hopping fences is a pastime of, in my experience, when people have had a few too many beverages, that is something that runs through people's minds.
Okay, so maybe they can do it, but they wouldn't be able to do it as elegantly, shall we say.
Wouldn't be able to do it well, no.
Simo and Jordan.
Ed Sheeran, Camila Cabello, Cardi B spitting a rhyme as well. South of the border, all the A-listers involved. Snow FM, Breakfast, Simo and Jordan chatting away here this morning. And what is your lore? I guess skills. Do you are you familiar with the courtroom in any way, shape, or form?
Well, I've watched a lot of Judge Judy. Does that count?
Yeah, that's fair. Have you got any terminology you can throw out there?
No.
Approach the bench.
I don't think that's terminology.
Yeah, that is one.
Is that terminology?
Yeah.
I really don't think approach the bench.
Yeah, no, that's a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I have never seen Judge Judy say approach the bench.
Yeah. The bench is like when they go to the front.
Is it like some kind of seating area to the front?
No, I don't think it's a literal bench, but...
So what do they call it, a bench?
I don't know. Approach the bench, meaning, here you go. Approach the bench, an attorney's movement from the counsel table to the front of the bench, the large desk at which the judge sits, in order to speak to the judge off the record or out of earshot of the jury.
So there is a bench.
Yeah, there is, yeah. It must be like the desk in front of the, you know, the judge.
What's the hammer thing called that they
The
use?
Gavel.
Gavel, that's it.
Sustained.
I was about to... I was about to... In front of me in the studio, so I've got... Well, I was about to kind of put my fist down on the desk before, and then I realised, no, that's actually a speaker, which is quite expensive, so I probably shouldn't smash that.
But you know a few, surely. There's I object, sustained, approach the bench. What else you got?
That lawyer from The Simpsons, whatever his name is.
What does he do?
Oh, nothing much.
Is that Dr. Nick? Is he the lawyer as well?
No, he's a doctor.
Sorry.
What are you talking about?
My Simpsons knowledge
is poor. Is Dr. Nick a lawyer?
I don't know. I assume he does a lot of the different same jobs.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
The reason I wanted to bring up Law and Order, not the TV show, is because there's a situation that's got well out of hand. All right? A judge has put in the final orders for a particular trial because a man has sought trial by combat.
Right.
Yeah, like in this day and age.
Trial by, like...
In 2020.
Fighting.
Yes.
Is it Conor McGregor, that UFC fighter? Is that who it is?
His name's David. He's 40. He said to the judge has the power to let the parties resolve our disputes on the field of battle, legally. He also added that filing the trial by combat has never been explicitly banned or restricted as a right.
I mean, I don't know whether it has or hasn't, but it's certainly peculiar.
I don't know the law, but... So, he might have a point.
So, you know, so this guy is, so he's in court, he's there for, has allegedly done some crime.
Yes.
And has...
Well, it was a custody thing for the kids.
And has kind of said, oh, well, let's not, you know, do this the civil way in court, but let's just have a fight with whoever is the opposite, the person who he's opposing.
The ex-wife.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that opens a can. No. No.
No,
that's a very strong no for that one.
Dear. He also mentioned that I think I've met my ex-wife's absurdity with my own absurdity. And do you want to know what the judge decided?
I'm assuming no. No, you can't do that, you stupid idiot.
This wasn't on Judge Judy either.
I'm disappointed. I've been thinking. I've missed this episode of Judge Judy where they just brought up the cage fighting ring.
So his case was dismissed, and a mandatory psych eval was ordered by the judge.
Correct.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. 100% fair enough.
Yeah. Well.
Simo and Jordan.
How good? How How good is that?
How good is that for your Tuesday? We're going to get into a bit of a conundrum, an issue, as it were.
A moral dilemma, as it were, Simo. We have to try and work out how good they are, if it's even good at all. If you've got an opinion on the moral dilemma for today, get in touch. 64572977. We should say as well, Simo, we don't know what these are.
Yeah, do we need a trigger warning with these? Because they put people into meltdown, some of these issues.
I mean, perhaps we should. We'll have a chat to our boss about that later on today. But yeah, we don't know what they are. So there's just a random folder in the computer with these moral dilemmas. We have no idea what is going to play when Simo presses the button.
All right, here is the one for today.
Singing while driving in the car.
3, 2, 1, go.
For yes. Sure, big time, massive fan.
I like how it's specified driving in the car.
Yeah.
If you're driving a jumbo jet aeroplane, no singing. But if you're in the car, it's fine.
That's a great point. That would be odd, wouldn't it? Do you think they do that, pilots?
Well, I mean, some of those international flights go for, 12 hours or something. You've got to do something to pass the time.
Wow, I've never even thought of that. I just assumed that they were concentrating very hard.
Well, apparently it's all, autopilot. Again, know nothing about flying an aeroplane. Please don't take my word. But apparently, once you get up in there and you just autopilot type in where you want to go and the plane flies itself. So you do have a bit of spare time just twiddling your thumbs.
It's like, what do you reckon that the pilots are singing when they are flying commercial?
Well, I mean, they'd have to sing flighty related songs.
Fly with me, let's fly away.
That would be a good song. Yeah, that would be a good one to ring.
One of these.
I believe I can fly.
Well, I mean, hopefully you can. I mean, you're the pilot.
I believe I can touch the sky.
Yeah, you'd really hope so. Hey,
I mean, you would have hoped that this was covered in day one of the How to Become a Pilot course.
I mean, you don't want to hear them humming this on the way, because it's not the aisles. What do they have? They have the big kind of walkways to the plane. And if you hear the pilot just humming this one.
Make my way back home when I learn to fly.
Yeah, if you're walking down the air bridge and you hear the pilot singing that, you're like, I mean, you should have learned to fly already. I mean, you've got the license thing and the uniform and the hat. Hopefully you know how to fly this plane.
What's that other one? I'm like a bird, I want to fly away.
Have you just typed in fly to the kind of song thing?
I'm just wondering what they might be singing.
Anyway,
there.
Yes for singing in the car. Back to the original point of all of this.
Slade in the Simo and Jordan.
Sage the Gemini, now and later. Snow FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan waking you up. 13 minutes on the way to 9. That work day to kick off relatively soon, but lots of people staying home doing the responsible thing as well. So whatever you're up to today, welcome to Snow FM Breakfast.
And Simo, I want to talk about toilet paper. I mean, we've been well aware of everyone kind of panic buying toilet paper and that sort of and other supplies.
As mentioned, straight in the shower if you run out, right?
Well, that's one way of doing it.
One way of handling the
situation. We were talking to someone in the office about it the other day. She recommended just doing the things that dogs do, just kind of sitting down and
I think that's a bit drastic.
And dragging your backside against the grass.
Yeah, look, it's an option.
It's definitely an option.
Yeah.
Whether it should be an option or not.
Well, no, it's definitely, it's always going to remain an option.
Yes.
Whether or not it's, at what point it has to be undertaken.
I think you probably have to warn your neighbours or something that you will be doing that. I mean, if they just look out their window and into your backyard and just see you just dragging your backside against the grass.
Or set a time.
No, I've just run out of toilet paper. It's fine. There's nothing weird about this.
Or set a time, for your whole neighbourhood to do it at the same time.
Again, that's going to be weirder.
Because everyone's on the same level. If you do,
All right, at 9:30, everyone goes to the backyard. That's going to be weird. I mean, awkward time for a postman to knock on the door going, I wonder if anyone's home.
Do it on a Sunday. No post on Sundays.
It just takes one person not to get the memo and then it's weird.
It takes one person and then they are the ones that are like, whoa.
Well,
but they're the ones that are left out. So all of a sudden,
I know, because they have to do it at 10 o'clock when everyone's inside enjoying their life. Well, so the reason we bring up this is not because you should be wiping your backside on the grass outside.
Right.
But because this woman, she's posted this picture to social media, but there's not much actually known about this, so much so that we don't actually know what country she's in. She could be Australia, America, England, whatever.
She could be anywhere.
You don't know, but she's a mother who stocked up on some toilet paper. She bought 18 rolls.
Right.
And thought, that's sweet for me and my family. We'll be sweet for a little bit.
Mm.
However, Her kids were having a bit of a bath and had other ideas.
How old are the kids?
Again, very little is known, so we don't know, but a kids having a bath age, I'd say.
Yeah, they sound like the... Wait, were they? Was this a group bath situation? Because there is a certain age limit where, like, group baths are no longer...
Oh, yeah, if you're 42 and you're still having a group bath with your siblings, that's a bit
realistically,
bizarre.
Realistically, what age?
Oh, under 10? Is that weird?
Under 10?
Maybe?
Right.
I don't know. That wasn't really the point of this discussion where I thought it was going to go.
I think 12 is okay.
Just whatever you feel.
I think naturally you grow out of that, right?
Yeah, it's like playing with Lego. Yeah. Eventually you just sort of grow out of it.
Just get over it.
I'm going to bathe in the... I'm going to have some privacy when I bathe from now on, please.
Yeah.
Well, Zimari, so these kids decided to grab the 18 rolls of toilet paper and thought these would be fun to play with in the bath.
Oh, dear.
And thus threw them all in the bath. And they were all... Well, let's face it. We know what happens when the paper gets wet.
Yep. Ruined.
Completely ruined.
Mom is so pissed, right?
She, yes, is one way of doing it, yes.
Yeah, right.
But you can imagine just... Like, if this happened, like, a month or so ago, it's like, oh, some kids threw 18 rolls of toilet paper in the bath with them. It's like, eh.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Why are you reporting on this, you weirdo? But now it's a major thing.
Major news headline. This
so
just in.
Posted the picture online.
Yep.
It's gone semi-viral. Some people, again, some of the comments are a bit weird. Someone suggested get a hairdryer and dry them out.
Oh, yeah.
Which, again, a month ago, if someone had said that, well, is it you weirdo? What are you talking about? Just go get some more.
Hang,
now,
hang them out
sudden,
to dry, I guess, maybe.
Done the clothes washing, so there's the T-shirts, there's the socks, there's the toilet paper just hanging out on the line.
Look over into the neighbour's backyard and they've run out and they are...
And they are just wiping their bum on the grass.
The chain smokers.
You should try this, it's really convenient.
Don't need that stuff. Kanye now. It's by the chain smokers. I have never
wished on... Simo and Jordan.
Today in tabloids, the filming of Big Brother 2020, all underway, has been for 3 weeks. And the nature of that is that they have no idea what's going on in the real world.
Oh, with like coronavirus, did they? Oh!
So all the...
they're going to get a nasty shock when they come out.
Well, that's just it. So the contestants, first time in Big Brother history, have been told about an issue in the outside world.
Okay, so, well, this is not like old Big Brother, like years ago.
No.
Because I remember they filmed it live, or more or less live, and then you'd be able to, like, vote for whoever you wanted to be eliminated and you could affect the show.
Yeah.
So that's not how this Big Brother's going to be.
No, apparently not. It'd be, I guess they might be voting each other off, but they've been in isolation for 3 weeks. It's being shot in Manly as well, so there must be a big house in Manly without any windows, I guess.
So, but they've been in isolation. Which is probably the safest place to be.
Yeah.
The Big Brother house.
But, geez, Manly, I hope they get windows.
So, yeah, well, Manly, it's in Sydney. It's near the beach.
Yeah, so you'd want beach views.
I mean, you would have a nice view. Otherwise, you'd imagine being the neighbours, just all of a sudden all the windows of the houses get boarded up. what's going on there?
Yeah. Also, Orlando Bloom. Saying he was fully celibate for 6 months before meeting Katy Perry.
And Orlando clearly hasn't heard of perhaps oversharing.
Apparently it was only supposed to last a few months. Orlando extended his celibacy, which he said also included self-love for 6 months.
Again, Orlando, we don't need to know. You're a great actor. Stick to doing movies. Yeah. We don't want to know what you get up to in your own time. Oversharing Orlando doesn't need to happen.
Yeah, I guess. I think it was just he wasn't super happy with himself, so...
Yeah, but again, my point still stands. Oversharing.
Also, movies have been delayed due to COVID, and we have Mulan, Antlers, The New Mutants, Fast and the Furious 9, which are 9 Fast and the Furious. I think there's more because I think they changed titles. Mm. I think Fast and the Furious, like Tokyo Drift, doesn't count, so there's more than 9.
So if they were actually doing it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so on, we'd be double figures by now.
I reckon, yeah. Would be at least 20, maybe. Peter Rabbit 2, there's a sequel you can get by.
Just 2 of them. They haven't done Peter Rabbit Tokyo Drift, as far as I know.
I would watch that.
I mean, I would watch that too, just a rabbit drifting a car around Tokyo.
We got No Time to Die as well. That's the James Bond one. That's been delayed. A Quiet Place 2, The Lovebirds as well, has been delayed due to the COVID-19. Also making headlines this morning, Osher Gunsberg, your mate, the original G-Man.
Yes, Osher, he is the host of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and all of those sort of things. And yes, like you say, originally was Andrew G and the host of Australian Idol back in the day.
Yep.
What's Osh up to?
He is going to take over the role of hosting the final tribal council for Survivor. So if you're watching Survivor like I am, last night, how good was it? It was the best.
And if you're not watching Survivor like I am, just
good morning.
Hello.
But what's happened is, so Jonathan LaPuglia, he's a Australian actor, also referred to as JP.
And he is the host of Survivor.
Yeah, Magnificent Arms is one of his tributes.
I have noticed, from the few episodes of Survivor I've seen.
Big arms.
I have noticed he likes wearing like the small t-shirts.
Yep.
And like the very small sleeves.
Yep.
And for whatever reason, always seems to be holding his hands above his head.
Yep.
As if he's getting, as if like someone's pointing a gun to him or something like that.
Yeah.
When he's starting a challenge, he's like, 3, 2, 1, go, with his arms in the air and just look at my guns.
Exactly what he does. So he is in America, didn't make the deadline for coming back to Australia for filming the finale.
He's American-based.
Yeah, so Osher from The Bachelor is going to be hosting the final tribal council.
So so he's just doing this final. He's not like taking over, is he?
That's what upsets me a bit. He's just like, I'll just walk into, it's the end. It's kind of it's the best part of the entire TV series.
It's the glamorous bit.
It is the glamorous bit, and Mr. Glamour himself will walk in there in a suit.
Couple of things.
Yes.
I hope he doesn't get confused as to which TV show he's presenting and just starts giving out roses. And number two, is this something that Osher's just going to start doing?
Yeah.
Like when MasterChef rolls around, he's literally going to walk into the final and just put like a sprig of parsley on top of the dish and go, there you go, I've done the fun bit.
What is the dog, what's the dog one that...
the one that Rebel Wilson's.
Yeah, so...
I don't know, I think that one's been axed.
Yeah, good.
Simo and Jordan.
Will Smith, the Men in Black, Snow FM, at breakfast. Simo and Jordan just hanging out.
And Simo, the coronavirus, it is around at the moment, you must have noticed.
Ah, yeah, seen him down the shops.
Have you?
No. He's invisible, Jordan.
I was going to say, you're just stalking, going through the aisles. Just, which pasta sauce should I get? Oh, hey, Corona.
He's the one that's taken all of the toilet paper.
Well, so the reason we bring it up is because an Austrian pilot decided to give out a bit of a safety message about the coronavirus, which is very good.
Ah, yes.
However, the way he did it... look, I want to get your thoughts on it and see what you think about it. The message that he spelt out with stay home...
Okay.
And he did that by using his flight path.
Oh, interesting.
So he took off in an aeroplane. This was in Austria, just over the town of Vienna. Mm-hmm. He took off in the aeroplane, flew around for a little bit, spelling out. So if you look at it from above, it says stay home before going back and landing. Here's the thing, though. Like, this wasn't like one of those skyrises that, the smoke comes out the back of the aeroplane and if you're on the ground, you look up and you see what it says.
Right.
It wasn't one of them.
Okay.
This was just a plane, just a normal plane traveling at, 20,000 feet or whatever it was. Just going over the top of, no one would have, if you're on the ground, you look up, you see an aeroplane.
Yes.
That's not what, the only people that would have seen this.
Air traffic control.
Exactly. And that's who, air traffic control have, screenshotted it, uploaded it to social media, and that's how it's kind of getting viral now. But, air traffic control... are the only people that would have seen this message. And while I'm sure a very good message, maybe there's better ways to get out the message to the public. And I think air traffic control, I think we can agree, just telling a whole lot of air traffic controllers just to go home from a safety perspective of aeroplanes, maybe not the best thing to do.
I think it goes to show, because they just uploaded it to the internet, did they? Air traffic control. Goes to show they're just like the rest of the people in the offices, scanning Facebook, looking at memes.
Well, I mean, hopefully they're not. Just from, again, a safety perspective of aeroplanes.
Absolutely.
Especially not one of those really busy airports where, planes land every 30 seconds or something.
But what do you reckon? If they do their job, they do their job. If they can, consume memes at the same time, I haven't got a problem.
Look, they can consume memes lunchtime.
Would that make you nervous?
Yes. If the person in charge of directing all of these aeroplanes at 37,000 feet, I was on Instagram. Sorry about that. I'll get back to you in a minute.
Missed that one.
So the pilot's like, are we clear to land on runway 39 right? And the air traffic controller's just like, look, it's a cat. Yeah, probably. Yeah, fine. Go
or
for it.
Or a bit of solitaire, maybe.
Solitaire?
Yeah, I whipped that out the other day.
It's solitaire on your computer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And there's levels as well now.
Are there levels of Solitaire?
Yeah.
Solitaire's one of those games I've never actually worked out how to play. What you're meant to do. I just click cards and drag them and, oh, that's a nine of clubs. I'm going to put that over there. I don't actually know what the point. What's the point of Solitaire?
We'll have to ask an air traffic controller. They might have a clue.
Maybe.
Ellie King now. X's and O's, noughts and crosses. Here it is. Snow FM, Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan.
Cheeky JT, Justin Timberlake, Senorita.
And that's it.
Right here on Snow FM, Simo and Jordan. 8 minutes on the way to 10. And I mentioned that with all of the workday processes getting interrupted, some people working from home, some people taking days of leave, others making sure they work, you know, in isolation and things like that, doing the responsible thing. It's worth mentioning with those kind of the interrupt of daily life, it's being felt across the board, even in zoos and aquariums.
Right.
So... this brings us...
I like fish having to isolate.
No, what's happening is...
Well, actually, now I think about it, zoos kind of already do like isolation to a degree because they keep all the lions together.
They'd be all over it.
And then all the tigers and all the monkeys and all of this, they keep them all separate.
But what they've taken advantage of...
I don't think that's for coronavirus, though. I think that's for other reasons.
Without guests in the building for this particular aquarium... caretakers are getting creative in how to provide enrichment to the animals, as it were.
Oh, so do like the did they say the animals get a bit of a like a buzz from like performing to all the people?
Yeah,
that come
exactly.
And see
they
them.
Get, you know, they do. They get a bit of a that performance buzz. They get butterflies. You know,
butterfly.
I've got a big job today.
Zoo opens at 9:00. It's 8:55. Oh, I'm nervous. All right, warm up. Here we go.
Tongue twisters, rubber buggy bumpers, rubber seashells. You're a penguin.
I mean. To be fair, if monkeys and lions were doing that sort of stuff, can we open the zoo up half an hour early? Because that would be fantastic to see.
I think they do live stream Monado Zoo. They do full musicals and stuff.
Oh, do they? Like the in regional South Australia, the zoo there.
Yeah, that's it. The what are they? The African cats doing the musical Cats. No, nothing like that.
I mean, it would be better than the movie Cats that came out recently, put it that way.
This aquarium has decided that they'd take their penguins through for a tour.
Like right.
Different animals are getting a tour through the same aquarium of which they...
Oh, wait, so the penguins get to go around and see all the other animals.
That's right, yeah.
Ah, I see. Penguins just looking and goes, oh, so that's what a shark looks like. Interesting. I've been wondering.
Yeah.
And I saw some five-year-old draw a picture of one and put it up against the glass last week, but it's good to see... Nice to put a face to a name.
It reminds me of, you know, it's like amusing yourself. You know, these people that, you know, if you go into self-isolation or social distancing, how do you amuse yourself? Well, these penguins, you know, they're like... Well, there's no people coming around. Let's just see what everyone else is up to that's here and isolated.
Let's just see. Hello, Toby the Shark. Good to see you again. Hope all is well.
And you just have to kind of make the best of that situation. So they are like, well, we've got to find something to do. It kind of reminds me of drama class at school when the teacher wouldn't rock up. And then you just sit around and play charades for like a solid... hour and a half.
To be fair, Simo, I did drama as well. Even when the teacher was there.
That's what was happening?
You're more or less just playing charades.
Robbie Williams right now.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.